following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Mem Aleph. We're holding on Mem Amud Beit at the fifth line up, Amar Rabbi Zera. So we're holding in the middle of the Sugi of Techelet and places in which we're Choshesh Mishum Ultimate Kelaim, where it's Doche, Techelet being Doche the Isur Kelaim. So it continues today, Reb Zera, Amar of Mat, Amar Shmuel, Techelet Eimba Mishum Kelaim. Not only is there no Isser Kelayim when you bring Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tzitzit, is what he seems to be saying, but there's not even any Isser of Kelayim. V'afilo b'talit p'turah, even in a talit that is not chayav in Tzitzit at all, if you put in Tzitzit that contained both the Techelet and Pishtim for Lavan, it would be fine. That's what it seems to be saying, which sounds outrageous. I mean, yesterday we spoke about Rish Lakish, that's only where it's Yef Shalakayim et Shneim, and to talk about even a talit that's Petura, if you mean literally Petura, so it's totally Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. So what's going on? My talit Petura. Ilim Adalet Bashiura. Maybe you mean that the talit lacks the shiur necessary to be mechayev it in tzitzit. And that you're saying that even though that shiur is the chiyuv, but maybe there's still some kind of kiyuma mitzvah with tzitzit, gets roi maybe for a young child. Well, I don't know what your svar is, but is that what you mean? Because it isn't true. Hatanya, the Braita says beferush, that a talit shehakatan mitkasebo roshov rubo. A talit that is large enough that a small child, different shiur in this small child, either small child means that he's just a toddler learning to go around on his own, so he walks out on his own. Others learn that it means a child that is sensitive to being naked, so he would be, let's say, around 9 years old, he begins to develop, so then he would have to, this would be his clothing. Others give other shirim. It isn't clear what it means, but in any event, a young child would be able to be completely dressed in the talit of this size, and at least most learn, and the Rambam seems to learn the definition of this is Hagadol Yotzeba Derech Arai, if a grown person, again a grown person in this case according to the Mefarshim, doesn't mean an adult, it means a pubescent child, so he's already a gadol, he would be Yotzeba Derech Arai. So even though he certainly wouldn't show up to school in it, but I mean he could run outside for a minute to take out the garbage or something, so it would be long enough to cover him at least in a way that he's not embarrassed. Chayevet b'tzitzit. Only that talit is chayev in tzitzit. But by the way, I mean many of the Peskim ask, so how do we wear the talit katans? I mean, who in the world would go out with a talit like that, that size?
Nothing else.
Even Derech Harai. So, I mean, some are really makbid in wearing a talit katan that is at least like a bathing suit, so that they would hold the big derech arai. But there are those who say that ain't a chinami. But you see from the sugya that was at least a havamina, and that ain't a chinami. It's better to have something that you at least have tzitzit on, because that's a problem. The Gabi Shabbos, how can you wear it on Shabbos? So again, it becomes part of the Derech HaMalbush, or it's a big discussion, but to be careful not to make a bracha on that talit katan, only make a bracha on your real talit, and if you want it to be yaitze, that talit katan. So, I mean, the fact is that many people really are knowing not to be makbid on the giant size talit katans. So, Eina Katan mit Kasebo Roshavru. So far, it has nothing to do with our sugya yet. Eina Katan mit Kasebo Roshavru. But if a child would not walk, or is not able to walk out of it as a complete dress, and a godo would still be Yotzebo Arai, then it would be Potter. Is our Girsa. It's a mashma from the Rambam that he had a different Girsa. And then it says these words. These three words are critical to our sugya. V'chein le'inyan kilayim. Now the question is, what is meant by those words?
This would be true for Kilayim as well. Does it mean this would be true Lagabe, the Isser of Kilayim? So we asked over there, Vavino, but when you say V'chenin in Kilayim, do you mean the only beggar that is Osir, if it's Shatnez, is a beggar that's big enough for a Kotan to go out? Is that what you mean? So we asked, my V'chenin in Yan Kilayim, does it mean V'chenin in Yisra Kilayim? That's not true though. Because V'anantanant, the Fafersha Mishnah in Kilayim, Ein Arai B'Kilayim. There is no such thing as a shear when it comes to Kilayim. It's, well, yeah, you go out, but there's no Arai. I'm just using it for a moment. There's no such thing, I'm just using it for a moment. And even if I go to Lizard Yotze, but even Arai, it's still Osir, Mishum Kilai. So Memele can't mean that, and Renacho by Yitzchak explained exactly what it meant. It meant, V'chein le'inin kilayim legabi tzitzit. In other words, if you're going to have a sadin b'tzitzit, you're going to put in techelet, then you darn well better make sure that that sadin is chayev mi'ikar adin tzitzit, so that it should be big enough that a katan is mat kaseb or rosh avurubo. So that can't be what Shmuel meant. That tchelet ein bo mishum kilayim afilu betalit Torah. Elamai peturah. Peturah means hitilim mitutelet. That these tzitziot were put into a full-size talit, but that talit already had tzitzit in it. So this ties in directly to the maimer that we had of Rabbi Zera before. This is also Rabbi Zera quoting Shmuel here, that the tzitzit that you put into a talit, b'tzuyetzet, is not considered to be ta'aseh v'lo menah asri. Because when you made it, even though afterwards you're going to take out the original tzitzit, you'll say that's the asriya. No, because at that point, at least that's how we're understanding it now, right? This is how Rashi understands it. So that because of this, the Gemara actually asked, didn't you just say that yesterday? You said that if you put in the tzitzit into a talit b'tzuyetzet, even though that that talit is not chayev in these tzitzit, nonetheless, there's no pagam of tasav aloman asri when you take out the other ones. So it's the same din. Well, chorna michlo chaverta itmar. The truth is, he only said it once. The Gemara puts it one way here, puts it the other way there, but it's built around the same yisod. Tan Rabbana, talit kifula chayevet betzitzit. If you bend the talit, it was a very long talit, and you bend it over, then you should put the talit, the tzitzit, at the mokom of the kvela. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says there's no way to make the tzitzit on this talit. Because if you bend it over, it becomes one baguette. And what are you going to do? You're going to put the talit, the tzitziot, in the middle, essentially, is what you're going to do.
Hefted.
So then when you spread it out, it's going to come out that it's in the middle of the baguette. And the fact is, you're not wearing it now. You're not able to wear it the other way. So you can't put it the other place either. But everybody's made it. She'im kafla v'tafrav. You double it over. Now you sew the seam on it. That over there, it becomes one beggar, and there you're chayevet. Obviously, says the Gemara Tafra. I understand what does Ahava mean, that a double beggar or a beggar with a lining is possible. I mean, why would I think differently? Pshita. Tzricha the nakti b'sichi. It's talking about over here that you used pins. You pinned it up. It isn't permanent. Where the standard usage of sichi is basting stitches. It can be easily pulled out. You know, the thick, the simple stitches that are just, you just put it there to hold, and they pull the whole thing out. The big white stitches that are not even. So that's a chiddush, but that even that is considered to be now a kviut, and it's not considered to be that this isn't really the edge of the beket. Now, the Rabbi Baruna ikla levei Rava Bar of Nachman and Chazid having nichse talit kfula v'rami lechute ilui kefela. So Rabbi Baruna once came. The Rav Bar of Nachman, he sees he's wearing a talit that's doubled over in the middle. He's got tzitzit on one end, and he puts tzitzit on the end that was doubled over. And then, if shita, v'yata chuta v'kam la'adei reisha, pull the talit straight, and now it covered him over, and the tzitzit were in the middle of the talit, near his head, and the other side doesn't have tzitzit at all. Weird. So he said to him, what is this? This you think is the knaf? It's coming out now in the middle of the talit. It's not even visible from the outside. Because now they're sticking out in the other direction towards your head. You don't even see them from the outside. That's not what our lover wrote in the Torah, you know. So he threw it out. Took it off. Not threw it out, literally. Took it off. Atashadye. Throws it into a drawer. And he puts on something else. Oh, Marley, hold on a second here, buddy. You think you were Yotzi the Chiev of the Tzitzit? You think the Tzitzit, Misavarta, Chovat Gavrahu, well, you think the Tzitzit is a Chiev when you're wearing the Tzitzit? The Tzitzit is a Chiev on the actual Talit. It's a Chovat Talitu. So if this, of course, is about Chlokim later on. If the Talit's in a drawer, it still needs Tzitzit. You didn't put in the Tzitzit properly. And so, Mamela, you're not changing anything by showing me that you're wearing a better talit. You better go. Zil and Ramila, go put in tzitzit now, where it belongs. Lema misayeh ale lechora, it's true that you have to have tzitzit, even if it's something that you're not wearing. Because as we learned earlier, chasidim arishonim, kivan sharguba shalosh, ayumatil en botchela. So apparently, I mean, why would they put in tchelet? They're not even wearing it yet. It hasn't been put on. So it must be that they hold that it's a chiyuv of the talit. A new mela from Hasidim, you're going to bring a raya. I mean, they're very machmer on themselves. Shani Hasidim de machmeria nafshayu. But it doesn't mean that the halacha is that you really have to put it on the tzitzit. Now, in saying this, he argues, obviously, Rabba Bar Avuna does not agree with the Malach HaYashar. See, not really Malach HaYashar, but a Malach. Because there was once a story, not that that bothers anybody, if you want to argue on a Malach, I mean, what does it say you're supposed to listen to a Malach? Seriously, you know, Malach has his opinion. I disagree. Seriously, what? This is terror. It's not what a Malach does. Malach doesn't have any rishus. Exactly. Malach doesn't have any rishus of the terror. Anyway, so Rav Katina, Malach once met Rav Katina, and they were going to say it together, you know, and he sees Rav Katina is now wearing a linen sadin. And he didn't put in tzitzit because of the gezerah. And maybe, you know, that we had it earlier on, that in Yerushalayim, he looked like a timoni. So the Malach says, Katina, Katina, Sadina Bekaita, Sarbala Besita. Listen here, Katina, little one. You're wearing a sadin without tzitzit in the summer. In the winter, I saw you wearing a coat. The coat is Rechayim and tzitzit because it's not four corners. It's got rounded corners on one end. It only comes to a square at the bottom. Very nice. And what's going to be the tzitzit? Mateyala. They take out the shotchelet. That obviously was dependent, was put in here, according to the Shita of Rashi that this is brought from the Tshuva, that the only discussion of the Petur of the Sadin was the Gabi tzitzit. But this Joseph explained this the whole thing. It's not tzitzit. So what's going to be with tzitzit, Katina? Never tzitzit, huh? Malay, well, what is this? You guys are getting all hung up over here about a mitzvah to say that. I'm not tired of it. I understand. Anashita, I say. I mean, what's your problem? Malay, yes. Bisman di ikaritcha anshin. I can tell you that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry and midas adin is shailed in the world, even this kind of thing gets stuck into the cheshbon of you. You better watch out. Now, how do you understand that? I mean, yeah, mit bishlam achovat gavrahu. I didn't mechayev to look around. You're going to tell me that being as Katina, if Katina was supposed to be wearing tzitzit, you could say, okay, he wasn't wearing tzitzit. I mean, doesn't he want to see to it that he wears a beggar that is chayim in tzitzit? You could say that. But, I mean, you're going to tell me it's a chovat talit? It's a chovat talit. I don't have a talit that's chayim in tzitzit. I'm a chuyif to buy a talit that is chayim in tzitzit. Then if I have such a talit, so put on tzitzit. If I'm not a chiyav on me personally, you're going to tell me that even b'idan ritcha, that there's some kind of hakbara on such a thing. I don't understand. And the way you're learning it, it does make sense. Alamai, what? So you're going to say, well, it's chovat gavra. And even if it's a chovat gavra. Chovat gavra is that the Torah was mechayev the person. If you're putting on a talit, that's chayev. So then, fine. But ki mirse talit alav bat chiyuvi michayev rachman, I don't understand. Why does it work out better the other way? It really makes an afkamina whether you're telling me you have a chance to do a mitzvah. If you have a chance to do a mitzvah, what's an afkamina? If it's a mitzvah that you're wearing or it's a mitzvah in your drawer? I mean, if you're telling me I have to see to it that I do a mitzvah. Okay, you're telling me, even though Mikra Adin, I don't have to. But if the Torah sees that you're not interested, it would be the same thing if it was in the drawer. No, the truth is, The truth is that Elohim, the whole point that he was making, the Malach was making to Rivkatina, is, you know, these are lovely tactics. Tatzdike l'mifta nafshcha mitzitzit. Fact is, and Tosfos in Erechin explains like this, fact is, everybody else doesn't wear one of these French coats that don't have four corners, like our coat. They wear begotten with four corners. But Rivkatina's managed to figure out a way to get out of wearing six. That stinks. I mean, but Erechin Amisus does in a time where nobody wears that kind of beggar ivri. What can I say? Be it unreal, turns behind you to wear some kind of weird beggar ivri kind of thing. Where you have to have to. This is the clothing that people wear. So this is the clothing that people wear. I'm behind you to go out and wear different kind of clothing. But the fact that he seems to be taking on tactics that are designed to make sure he doesn't have to get involved with the chiyuv of the tzitzit. That's what's bothering the malach. That type of thing, be'idan ritcha, there's akpada on it. According to which, that's an erichin, it's according to which,
cutting corners.
According to this, there really would not be a chiyuv to wear tzitzit, go out and buy a bega that was chayiv in tzitzit, if that's not what people were. Omer of Tuvi bar Kis, Omer Shmuel, klei kufsa chayavim b'tzitzit. So this is exactly this question. A kli that you're going to keep in a box, that's also chayiv in tzitzit. That doesn't mean that you're chayiv in tzitzit in a bega that isn't meant for wearing. That's not what it means. It means a bega meant for wearing that is currently in a drawer. It's still chayav and tzitzit. Because Meire Shmuel b'zaken she'asa alech vodo she'ptura, a zaken who had a beged meant sewed for him when he's buried. He's not chayav, even though it's in his drawer. He's not chayav and tzitzit because it's not meant to be worn. So Memela, he's potter. Why? My time. Because l'maisa g'dilim ta'asa l'chal arba kanfot kisutchat she'tchaseba. Even Shmuel's made it. What type of beged? A beged that you are going to be mitkase. A mate is not considered to be mitkase. And it means that a living person is mitkase with Omer Rachmona. V'hai lav li'chsu ya'avida. This is not made for kisui. Be'ahi shaita at the point where he dies. And we're going to bury him. Vadai ramina. Like then we do put in tzitzit. But that's because of loig l'rash. It would be, you're making fun of a person. You're not putting in tzitzit in this thing. So loig l'rash karavoseyu. It's the reason that we don't wear tzitzit in the Beit HaKvarot. We don't expose our tzitzit in the Beit HaKvarot. You can do mitzvahs, but the meitim cannot do mitzvahs. So the meitim say, this guy's going to be with us tomorrow, and today he's laughing at us. We're kind of idiot. So l'maisa, we don't do this. Remarkable. Not only don't we do it, we take out the
tzitzit.
There's even places that use a talit, but they don't use tzitzit at all. So all the mafarshim talk about this.
Cut off one corner.
I'll tell you in a moment. So l'maisa, all the rishonim talk about it. Like, why don't we do it? The most reasonable approach seems to be that this was said bizman that everybody wore begadim that were chayivins. Memel it's loig l'rash. But if nowadays when begadim are generally not chayivin tzitzit, and most people don't wear a talit katan, just stam to wear, and even a talit katan is because it's a really chayivin tzitzit. Usually it's not the right size to be chayivin tzitzit. So adarabah, it would be loig l'rash to put in tzitzit. Because then yeah, because you're saying, well, when you were alive, you couldn't wear tzitzit, but we'll put a tzitzit in a minute. It's a really disgusting thing to say. And therefore, because of that, even someone who was makbet to wear a talit katan that was chayiv in tzitzit and so on, and so it's a loic to others. You're going to say, well, they made a general minig not to put in tzitzit.
Isn't that classified as
mechzik yehorah,
that type thing?
No. Mechzik yehorah is what somebody does for himself, not what somebody does for him. There's no mechzik here. So Lamaisa, the Ravid, is the one who came up with this so-called compromise solution. You put in tzitzit because there are people that have it. What about for those that did wear tzitzit? So why isn't it like Rajanata of the Tzitzit? Why is this more important than that? So therefore, what we do is we put in tzitzit, but we're not kosher tzitzit. So in terms of the mitzvah, if you were never yet to the mitzvah, so it's not a loyeg, because you're not putting in, so you're putting in something that is potentially a mitzvah. For someone who was loyeg to be makbid on the mitzvah b'chayav, so it's not loyeg because you're showing that this is a person, and indeed was makbid on these strings, even though now there's not a chiyav. And therefore, even if there was tzitzit in the talit, we loosen the tzitzit. And that way we have, this is the standard minhag, to loosen the tzitzit, in order that it shouldn't be a mitzvah, so it shouldn't be a le'iga on someone who wasn't makban on tzitzit, to leave the tzitzit in, and thereby it doesn't become a le'iga for those who were. So it's a very interesting mitzvah with the Yisod V'Shorash Avodah, the Baal Yisod V'Shorash Avodah, who asked that he be buried with his tzitzit. He was always makbet, very makbet towards tzitzit. And he didn't want to. He didn't want to be buried without tzitzit. So the Chevra Kadisha were makabel his bakasha. And as they lowered the body into the kever, the tzitzit got caught, and they tore. So they went to ask Ashayo, so what should they do? Should they fix the tzitzit? Because he asked them, no. Once already that happened. We'll leave it. We'll leave it the way it was. Omar Rechava Omar Yehuda. Talit shenikra'a chutz l'shalosh yitpor. Say there's a tear in the beged. So if that tear is more than 3 etzpa'ot away from the edge, then you're allowed to sew it. What's our concern? Our concern is the same issue we had before. If you sew within shalosh and there's threads that are left hanging out, so then we're chayish that you'll use that, even though it wasn't hutal l'chatchila for tzitzis, you'll use it for the tzitzis. And then it'll be a task. Voluminosity issue according to Rashi. Therefore, if it was betor shalosh lo yitfor. Tanyanami achi talit shenikra achutz l'shalosh. If there was a tear in the beged that was outside of shalosh yitfor, but within shalosh, Rabbi Meir omer lo yitfor. So we say tanyanami achi because stam the halach and these things like Rabbi Meir because it's a gzera. We paska like Meir, Rabbi Meir gzeras. V'chachomim omrim yitfor. V'shavin. Now everybody is made. You cannot bring a beged, even if it's an ama ala ama from another place that has tzitzit in it already, that has ubat chelet, and take that and sew it on to an existing beged. Because, why because? Because you have the real reason that everybody mentioned is das v'lamadas. But if you're medayik in Rashi, there are many who think that Rashi is saying something else. L'maisa the beforeship say Rashi is also about al shrevs and afkamina la'alocha. Rashi says, da'al kanfei bigdehem be'ina. Knaf ze lo haya mi beged ze b'sha'at asiya. What is that all about? This particular knaf was not part of this beged at the time that the tzitzit were made. Memel, and therefore what? So for the gabi, this beged is tasev lomanos. That's what I'm referring to. But of course it comes down to tasev lomanos. Where it's nogea, this addition of Rashi, is the shail of whether ama alama, this is a machlokas apaisku, is ama alama dafka? I mean, suppose you have a talit, you want to lengthen the talit, and you have an old talus that you're not using anymore, you cut off the lower half of the talit, and you sew it onto this talit. And now that part comes with the talit, but the tzitziot already in it. Those tzitziot were put into a beggar that was chayat. So there you have the big machlokas, the shach and the tazim and all the place came. Lamais the diak from Rashi, and he throws in this piece. Kanaf ze lo hayam mi beged ze. Bishat asiya is a new idea. That it's the kanaf pigdeim, the tzitzit has to be miuchedet for this beggar. Otherwise it's tazim alamanasri, legabi this talit. Interesting thing. So then the question of Amal Lama could be Benoge Rov, which piece is mitbatal to the other piece. So then maybe the other piece becomes batal to this, and then you can sew it onto this piece.
Why do you have to translate it to us? Why do you simply say that Al Kanfei Dehem, it has to be Yuchad, and this wasn't?
Because now it is. As I say, that Rashi isn't being Machadish, a whole new getter of so. Okay, anyway, it's fascinating idea. Most learn that he means Al-Stasimonis. Vishavim, but furthermore, everybody is certainly made that you can take tzitzit out of a different beged. That's the point over here is only when the tzitzit are made. If the tzitzit had been tzitzit, now you undid them, and now you have strings that had been used as tzitzit. Then there's no din that once a tzitzit is part of this beged, that it can't be used for a different beged, because I'm going to make it again. So memela here, you don't have a problem of tasav elomen osi. It's part of the diuk, by the way, that Rashi means tasav elomen osi, because he mentions that. If you take a look in Rashi on this, v'shavish, v'vi tchelet, d'hoch alek of elomen osi. Because anyway, you're going to have to go and be korech and be metakein, as if it's the first time it's being put in. So memela, this is good. So over here, there's no problem. If that that's the case. There's one thing you have to be makbel. Ubilvad shalotahe mufseket. As long as it's not torn. Tosfos says, well, obviously his loin is not torn. What kind of crazy thing is that? But Lamaisa here too, the Befar should be plain, that you might have thought that if it was kosher because of Gardumim in the other Beged, so you might think if I used it for that Beged, I could bring it into this Beged. Because originally it had been Metukah. Even though now it doesn't have the shear. Kamashman has to have the original shear. You're starting over again. The way it was before is not Negei at all. And furthermore, as Reb David has kindly informed us, Shema Aminam, Matir Mi Beged Le Beged, seems to be saying over here that you're allowed to take out. Well, who says you're allowed to take out? Maybe it's talking over here. Dilma de Ibaloi. Maybe the tzitzit wore out. The beged wore out. So now you have tzitzit. There it's for sure not a bizayin for the tzitzit, for the talit.
The second one,
you're going to throw out the talit. Talit one wore out. You take out the tzitzit. So it's better not to use them. I don't know. But it's a bigger covet to use them. And it's not a pegam to the first talit because it's obviously worn out. Can't wear it anymore. Tan Rabbana. Talit shekula tchelet. Here we get into this other issue again and the way in which we have to match up the min knaf. And here we discover some fascinating tradition, at least according to the way Rashi learns to give very fascinating tradition. You have a talit that is made out of tchelet. So the question over here is, what do you do about the min knaf? The assumption over here is that since, generally speaking, the Torah is makbid to have tchelet vilavan, there is a mitzvah not to have a single color on your teeth. So you'd have to match, normally you match up the color of the knaf. But over here, the color of the, that's by the way, that's fired in the Shulchan Aruch baskets like that, to match the color. The lavan should be the color of the beged. So if you're wearing a red beged, the tzitzit should be red. The Ramah says, no, the Ashkenazim don't do that. But the fact is that there's an inyan to match up, l'chatchila, the min knaf.
The min knaf doesn't just mean this.
No, no, that's Rashi's pshat. That's what Tosfos Stein is on Rashi. Before we said, what, Siva Kagarim, who cares about the color? But Lomai said that's in a particular context of the Kedima of the min knaf. Not that there's not an inyan, that the tzitzit should have two different colors of threads. Wow. Should be tchelas and there should be the other tzura. But over here, there is no other tzura. So therefore, in order to be makbit on the two colors, we should put in, this is Rashi's preferred pshat, we should put in any color at all except for kala ilan. Because kala ilan looks exactly like tchelas. That's indigo. So mimela, don't put in kala ilan because then you're not going to have the standard of two different colors.
But it could be any other color.
But put in a different color. So at Tosfos Stein, this doesn't make sense because before the Gemara wasn't marked on itself at all. Now you're telling me there's a din dafke to get to match colors. This is the nagei la'aloch also. The two approaches are end up really nagei. Okay, so don't use kala ilan. Meitve talit ein poterba. And notice it has potrinba, not just don't use. In other words, kala ilan won't be poterba. That's what it's saying. And yet, this braita that we're about to quote says clearly that kala ilan is poterba. Because it says over here, talit ein poterba ela mina. Talit shekula tchelet. So you only its proper color has to match it. So what if it's entirely tchelet? Bring tchelet and something else and be tchelaba. But kala ilan don't. Lo yavi. But if you did, imavi kasher. And you said, potrin ba chutz mikala ilan. Kala ilan won't even be poter. So how do you explain that? Omer of Nachum bar Yitzchak lo kasha. Kan betalit bat arba achutin. Kan betalit bat shmone chutin. Again, Rashi's preferred explanation. You first have your first four chutin with a different color. Let's say you put in white and tchelet. And then you add, l'shem noi, four chutim of kala ilan.
The same corner.
Yeah, same corner. Like the tebanim do with their lulav. They surround it with the
hadas.
Yeah, we'll see. It's very nagia, the hadasim, in a moment. We get to the end of the daf, remarkably. The hadasim are nagia, the tzitzit. So the shaila is like this. Same thing with the Adad. In other words, it's not that it has to be only. It's not, exactly. It's an Anaf. So you might make it beautiful Anaf. That's this far. Look, I'll be the Adasim also. There's a minimum. Who says you can't make it pretty? I mean, making it prettier with more. So, Mamela, if you've got four extras, so you're already Yotzir here. So what's the problem? Then why not bring Kala Ilan L'chatila? Because someone will make the assumption that since you're using these threads, the Pater Yotzir, they're real Tchelet, which two of them are. But four of them aren't. So Lamaisa, since you've got extra threads here, it's fair, okay, let me take out two of these trellises to use in another beged. He'll take out what's called Ilan, put it on a beged of pishtim, or with pishtim threads, and it'll end up being over on Kilayim. So because of that, we make a gzera not to do it.
What about the fact that it's in...
No, he's using, in his first four, he used the other color. That's what we're saying. That's why we're changing this to a case where he had eight. That introduces a new issue of the chashash of people being matir from this beged, the extra tzitzit, and going into the other one. Wait a minute. So shmamina matir mi beged the beged. So we're back again to that problem. That's not the point of you. We're talking about an iser. So you have to take into consideration, but what if somebody does it? That's the point. So dilma yavad. So already, I mean, well, you can't say because what, nobody's going to do it, especially when you've got extra threads. So mimela, we made this gezeira. Itma. Rav Amar, ein matirin mibeged lebeged. Getting to that etzem machloket. Are you allowed to take out from one beged and put it into another beged? So according to Rav, you cannot be matir mibeged lebeged because it's a bizoyan. Again, as we saw, in a case where it isn't bizoyant, or let's say you want to take it out in order to put in nicer tzitzit, and so on. So then it's not considered to be a bizoyant. This is also, again, the whole question about removal of a mezuzah from a house, which is also considered to be giving the vaza, the mitzvah, and so on. There are other issues that are involved, but they compare the sugyas. In Matlik, furthermore, we have another issue. Can you be Matlik from one ner in Chanukah to another ner? It says Rav in Matlikim in ner le ner, because you're Machlish, the light on the one ner. V'shmol amar Matlikim in ner le ner. Rav amar in halakha k'rebi shimin begrira, that when it comes to the question of whether a dover shena miskavin is mutter l'chatriwa, says we don't paskin like Rebbe Shimon that which mutter. So you should not drag something across the floor and not worry about the fact that it might dig out something. V'shmul amar alacha k'rebi shimei begrira. Amar Abaye, you should know that everything that Rabba did, kol mili demar, he always did like Rabba. That's what the Gemara says, it's l'chumra. Levar me'ani tlat David kishmul. There were three things that he did like Shmuel, even though it was a kula, and that was that it was matir mi beged lebeged, madlik mi ner lener, v'alacha k'rebi shimei begrira, which just to remind you, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon omer, gorer adam bitar kiseves hafsal, ubevat shelo yitkavin lasot charitz. It's mutter to drag something across a dirt floor on Shabbos as long as you don't have kavona to make the charitz in the ground where you'll be digging it out. So there, he's saying even l'chatchila. Why? Because it's not miskavin. Rav Yehuda would give his tzitzit in to the cleaners, Moser Lelikatzer, and he wasn't chayshish that maybe the cleaners would wreck his tzitzit and then they'd be embarrassed to give it back. Maybe they put in Kala Ilan instead, and God only knows what. He wasn't makpid. Rabbi Chanina Ovid Lasisa, what Rabbi Chanina would do is he would take the tzitzit, roll them up in a ball, or put them back and forth around each other, and tie them around themselves. That way they wouldn't get wrecked at the cleaners. Yeah, and it works very well. Oh, that's something else. That's the next Mandi Arma. Don't jump to conclusions. Some people, I actually know people that do this, and I see their tzitzit works very well, is they do exactly that. They take the tzitzit, and they put them together and tie them around themselves, and then they just stay whole. Ravina, chayit lumichat. Ravina made little, which our tzitzit come with. Most tzitzit come with these little pockets. Side pockets. Right around the tzitzit. You could put the tzitzit into a pocket at the knav. And that's what he would do. And then he would sew it up so it couldn't fall out. And that would be perfect. So it wouldn't be exposed to the water. Just for washing. Tana Rabbanan. Kama chutin munote.
I think you get a square here that sometimes you should wash
it. Very good. How many chutim do you put in the tzitzit? So Beit Shammai Omrim Arba, that we saw before, we saw that the Gedil Shnaim, Gedilim, is two times Shnaim, you put them through, you end up with eight. So that's Beit Shammai Shita. Beit Hillel Omrim Shlosha. What's the Moker of Shlosha? A lot of discussion, what is the Moker of Shlosha? And here's where we get to the Adas. Because Tosfos Rabbi Tam suggested that the word Gedil is the word that's used for Avot, which is Adas. And Adas is Mishloshim. So that the lashon and the Torah of a gedil of a braid is three parts. Three threads. And that would be his marker. By the way, there's some who have the sheet to the opposite, that it's four and three. Three and four. Beit Shammai is three and Beit Hillel is four. But that we'll see later on. And that would be the number that you put in. The comma tehei mishulashim, mishulashet, how long should the part that's hanging, now Rashi learns, how long should the anaf be hanging out of the gedil? But remember that would mean, if we say over here, Beit Shammai umrim arba, Beit Hillel umrim shalosh, again, in terms of etzbaot, so then if that would be the case, we would only have very short tzitzit, according to Beit Hillel. So if you learn that it's going on the gedil, which is what Tosfos learned, so then you have a nice shear for the tzitzit, because if the gedil is three, and that's one-third out of the entire length, then the entire thing was 12. That worked out nicely. If it's four, that works out nicely. And that's the shear that we pass, and we're going to go on later. If you learn like Rashi, then you're saying the long part was only four. So that means the total is six. If you say only three, it's even less. So Bechamar Mimarba Betilarim Shalosh. Each one of them is three. Now, the three that Beit Hillel were saying, Shalosh Beit Hillel Omrim, when we're talking about Shalosh, it means three of the following unit. Achat mi arba batefach shel kol adam. It means what we call a quarter of a tefach, and that quarter of it, because we don't want to use the word etzba. Because if we use the word etzba, which of course this is what we're referring to over here as etzba, but if we use the word etzba, we haven't clarified what an etzba is. So first let's clarify what a tefach is. Then when we know a tefach, when we know one quarter of a tefach, what that boils down to, lamaisa, it ends up boiling down to a etzba, which is really your thumb, the standard width of a thumb. So Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa, you should know that the tefach d'oraita is four etzba'ot if you're measuring with thumbs, begudah. If you're measuring with your small finger, it's sheet. You're going to need six to make a tefach. And if you use betilta, now some learn that that's the third finger. Others learn it's etzba betilta. If you're taking a standard etzba, you have to add one-third of an etzba to get the share of the god. Okay, so therefore, take that tefach, whatever that is. That tefach is one-fourth of that. That's the share that we're referring to. Shkori Rabbeinu Tam. That means that's the shear that's hanging down. And as we're going to end up paskening in the end, that means that we need Yud Beit. Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rabbi Masna, Omer Shmuel. Techelet ein ba mishum kilayim v'afilu b'talit p'tura. What do you mean by a talit p'tura? You may learn the let b'shiura. We learned in a brighter beferish, not like that. V'atanya, talit shakatan mitkase b'rosha v'rubo. Now we asked over there, my v'chein linin kilayim. Ilim v'chein linin isur de kilayim. It's a beferish of Mishnah that says, ein arai be kilayim. Whatever the shear is, it doesn't matter. So Reb Nachman Yitzchak explained over there, it means v'chein le'inyan sadin b'tzitzit. So you're telling me that there's no Isser. You're the whole point of the Brayta is that there's an Isser. When you say, my petura, it must mean he teal to a beggar that already had mutala tzitzit. I, Rabbi Zero, he said that chodazim now. True. V'choda michlau dechaverta itmar. Tana Rabbanan talit kfula chayivet betzitzit v'Rabbi Shimon poter. V'shavin she'im kafla v'tavra she'tafra she'chayivet tafra pshita. There he was, standing underneath the talit with the tzitzit, halfway in the middle, not even visible from the outside, sticking around his neck, and the other end went, so he went ahead and shod you, and took out something else from his drawers. He put this back in, and he's zigli machrite. Oh, my life, what did you think you were yoytze? Mi savarta chova gavrahu. It's a chova talitu. Zil romele. Leime misayeh ale. Chasidim arishalim kiven shorgu bo shalosh, even though they weren't wearing it. Oh, you might tell them about chela. So obviously it's a chiyuv on a talit. No, that could be shani chasidim, the mechmerei anaf shayuv. But definitely, we're arguing over here on the Malach, because the Malach Ashkel of Katina the Michse Sadina. Amale Katina Kadina Sadina Bekaita Sarvala Besito Tzitzit Mateyaleya. Amale, hey man, on the Shito I say. Amale, well, Bezman Ikerit Chanchinan. See, I'm a Pishlema Chovat Kavruhu. I didn't Mechayev to look around me. But he Amal Chovat Talito. Alo Mechayev. Alo Mai Chovat Kavrahu also. I mean, the Torah was Mechayev you. Was Mechayev you to wear a Talit. It was Mechayev you. Ki mich say Talit about Chiyuva. If you're not wearing a Talit that's about Chiyuva, it's a Chayla about Chiyuva. There's a Chiyuv Gavra. Elo Chikom Alei. What are we looking for over here? Tactics. Tol shalosh lo yitpor because of the gzera of using tasev elamanahasim. Tani nami achi talit shenikra chutzah shalosh yitpor. Tol shalosh remember omer lo yitpor. Chachamim omrim yitpor. Veshavim shelo yaviya even an ama al ama mimakom acher ubat chelet vetoleba. Veshavim shemevit chelet mimakom acher vetoleba ubelvat shelo teimufseket. Oh, so shema min amatir mebeged lebeged. No. We're saying that you can do it. It means in a case where it's Yibaloi. Ten Rabbanu, Talit Shekula Tchilet, Kol Minei Tzivonim Potrim Ba, Chutz Mikala Ilan. Meitvei Talit, Ein Poter Ba, Ela Mina, Talit Shekula Tchilet, Mevi Tchilet, V'davar Acher, V'tola Ba, Bat Kala Ilan Lo Yavi, V'im Evi Kasher, Amrav Nachba Yitzlo Kasher, Kan betalit bat arba achutin, kan betalit bat shmon achutin. So, shamino, that we have to worry the matir mi beged a beged? No, but we have to worry, you might do it anyway, no. Do you medi avat? Itmar. Rav amarein matir mi beged a beged, vishmon amar matirim mi beged a beged. Rav amarein madlikim min er lener, vishmon amar madlikim min er lener. Rav amarein halacha karebi shimon begrira, vishmon amar halacha karebi shimon begrira. Omer Abaye, kol mile demar ovid kirav levar mehani tlat ovid kishmua. Matirin mebeged lebeged, madlikim mener lener, balachak, Rabbi Shimon begrira. Tetanya Rabbi Shimon omer, gorer adam mita, kisei vesafsal, ubevad shelo yitkaven lasot charitz. Rabbi Yudah Masalei lekatzra. Rabbi Hanina was ovid lasisa before he would put it into the wash. Rabbi Yudah chayet lumechet. Then Rabbanan kama chutim unatein, beit shamay omrim arba'a, ubeit hillel omrim shlosha. Vekama tein mishuleshet, beit shamay omrim arba'a, beit hillel omrim shlosha. The shlosha of beit hillel that they were referring to meant achat mi arba betefach shokol adam. Omer of Papa tefach diuraita is 4 gudolim, if measured by the gudol, 6 if measured with the etzba ketana, and Chamesh Betilta. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Yeah. Okay, so yesterday we began discussing the shiur of the tzitzis. Told you that today we discuss a little bit more about this issue. So, lemaisa, what the Gemara says, talish akotin miskasa begreisha v'rubay, refers to, according to most poskim, a koton who would be yotzei levadei l'shuk. So in other words, a child is old enough to go out alone, because the shiur over here is what is considered to be a public kisui. So for the child, it would be makase most of his body. for the adult with the Yitzvah Derech HaRoi does not mean that it would cover also his genitals. It means that it would cover Derech Ituf. Derech Ituf would be the daft around his head and the top part of his chest. So what it would mean, therefore, would be that the Beged would be Roy to the Misa'atei's Bay up until his chest. So Ad Kazehu is the Shihu. Which is why basically most poskim agree that the shear would be a shear. I mean, it's a machlokis, what the shear is translated into inches or into centimeters. But most agree that if we're talking about an amma on each side of the head, that would be sufficient.
So
amma v'chetzi. What?
The shear for what?
So we're talking about what is the minimal shear of the tzitzis. So there was the beged, what they call the tzitzis, meaning the telescope they refer to. So that shear is indeed a small kind of thing, because it boils down to the equivalent of something that really just covers the top of your head, and if you would put it on that way. I mean, obviously don't put it on that way, but it doesn't matter how you wear it. So, okay, so maybe you come out with these rather small shear. Then, there's a lot of other discussions about the shiurim, of what those shiurim are, obviously, as we all know. Yeah, but it would seem that an amma on each side for sure would be kosher, let's say 3/4 of an amma on each side, total of an amma. If you take that baguette and you bend it over in the middle, you make a hole for your head, which is what is usually done with the talus cotton.
So
in front and the back, but I mean, it doesn't have to be worn like that. Your Gemara was stolen. Fine. Okay, so we've got up to yesterday. Tan Rabbanan and the Talit Kvula Chayevet Betzitzit. If you take the talus and it's bent in the middle. Now it's interesting that Rashi learns over here that the talis kfula, what he finds is the talis kfula is that it was arufa kishtayim. It was as double the length that the talis should have been. In other words, it was twice your baguette. Most learn that this means legabe, the person himself was being leivishit. And we'll see what the machlokis, what the point would be of saying that particular case, because certainly it's possible to learn the Sugistan that the talus was kfula to be convenient to those who wanted to use it as a scarf or whatever. So the Tadakama holds that if it's bent in the middle, it's chayev the tzitzis, and then the place that you would be putting the tzitzis would be on the place of the kefah. Whereas Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, look, if lemaisa you put it in the mokama kefah, so then if you open up the bag, then the tzitzis are in the middle. It's not in the knout at all. So in the mela, it's potter. Now, as the machlokis over here, what he means by potter. Well, he also, it's potter legamre. And that's the question, indeed, that Rashi raises over here. Because if it's twice your height, so then there's no way to make it a tzitzis that you could wear normally. Because it's too big. You're not going to be able to wear it. On the other hand, to bend it over in the middle, you can't put in tzitzis. Because it's in the middle.
Can't just shove it into your pants, no matter how big it is?
A baguette? Wait a minute, it's a coat. It covers your whole body. It's dragging along the ground. Something that's dragging 3 feet behind you. First of all, people don't wear pants.
I know.
It's a modern thing. Pants. So in any event, it's not the Derech Levisha. So therefore, they hold that Rabbi Shimon is saying it's potter, meaning it's potter, totally potter. Others learn it's potter in the middle, but you're mechuyev to put the tzitzis on the edges. Now we'll see in a minute what appeared to be rayos from the Gemara. V'shavim she'in kifla v'tafra shechayeves. Everybody is made that if you sewed up the kefos, and it's a double thickness, but it's one baguette, that shechayev. Isn't that rather obvious? Tafra pshita. I mean, if Lamaisa, before we were saying is that it's before we had the sugya about if you were tafer, you change the shape of the corner, and so we said it doesn't count. But that's because it was made to be opened. I mean, over here, it's not usable if it's open. So if you sewed it, it meant that you made a double thickness talus.
Why in the world would I think that that's possible?
You could be putting the tzitzis on just one part of it doubled over.
No, it's sewed. It's like a piece of material. Sewed all around. So now, obviously, what's the finish piece? Too big. L'tzricha, the nokta b'sichi. It's talking about that it was only pinned up. Rashi has two pshatim. Either it's pinned up, or that it's basted. With the basting station. So it's same idea. So over there, I might think that since l'maisa, this isn't the way in which one would normally close the beged, kamash v'lan, that since it isn't used when it's open, so m'mela, this is considered to be the tzur of the beged, and even Rabbi Shimon has made that you put the tzitzis in the folded beged the way it is. Rabba baruna ikvila ve'rova barav nachlan, chad yadavi m'chsi talitz kfula. Now what happened over here is that when Rabba baruna came, the Rabba Barav Nachman, he found that he was wearing a talis kfula, v'ramilechute ilu kfila, and in fact he had put tzitzis in the kefil, like the Tanakhama over here of Rabbi Shimon, and ivshita v'asachuta v'kom la'adiresha. And what had happened is that he had took the bent over part that didn't have talis, that didn't have tzitzis rather in the end, put it over his head and let it hang down behind him. So what happened was is that he had basically four chutim of his tzitzis on his back, two connected his neck, and two that were hanging lower down. So he said to him, well, what kind of crazy thing is that? This is not what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah about the knot. Where's the knot? The tzitzis are in the middle of your beggar. So, he took it off, and if Siglim HaPritin, he put on another beggar instead. Now, before we continue, many bring a riot from here, because, I mean, it says over here, he took it off, put on... I'm sorry, before we get after it. It's not good enough that you took it off. Well, you think it's only chayav when you wear it. You have to put it on the talis. It's not sufficient that you took it off. So many bring a riot from here that you're still going to have to put it on the far edges if you're not wearing it on the kefil.
It's just to have a baby without...
In other words, what was wrong was that it wasn't on the knot, because he put it on the makom hatfila. So he told them, well, you're going to have to put it on anyway. a beged is chayav. We'll see. I mean, it's fine. We'll discuss this in a moment. We'll get into it before we get into that discussion. So the question over here is, if the pshat was alivid Rabbi Shimon, that it parters completely from tzitzis. Yeah. So I mean, so then what exactly are we talking about over here? Put it on. Okay. It's some kind of like this. That on the contrary, the fact is that he didn't say anything to him. If you take a look at the sugya, he didn't say anything to him until he was wearing it in this strange way. Mashma that otherwise it would have been perfectly okay when he said anything, even though it wasn't tafur. But because he had taken out the piece and put it over his head, and now he ended up with the piece in the middle, that was a sign of the lav hainu knaf. In which case, it could be that everybody is made in that case. That if you're mafshid it at times, so then for sure you have to put it on the extremes. The discussion over here, whether it's pot or whether it's chayiv on the kfila, is talking about where you're not mafshid it. But once he saw him wearing it in such a way that it was extended over his head, then it's b'klavet b'gei l'machlokes, because everybody is made it over there, since it's meant to be worn at times spread out. Even Rabbi Shimon in that case would be made that you have to put on the tzitzis. But in a normal case, ain't nothing out there. Rabbi Shimon would have been potter. Maybe he would have potter. Right. Anyway, so apparently he held that it's a chevas gavra, which is why he didn't think that he needed to. No, he thought that he was a chevas gavra. So Amalei Misavris Chavis Gavra Chavis Talisu. What do you think? You think that it's a Chavis Gavra and that you're Yotze by taking it off? It's a Chiv of the Talis. Zil Romile, go put in your tzitzis, even though that's going to be sitting in a drawer. Now, this Machlokes, Lechora, Levin Misayeli, we should be able to bring a Raya, thank you very much, from the Maisa of the Chassidim Arishonim that we had yesterday. Because it says that the Chassidim Arishonim, Kibun Cha'orgu Ba Shalosh, Hayu Matilim Ba Tcheles, as soon as they got within Shalosh and Tvois of the end, they would put in the tzitzis, even though they weren't wearing the talis, obviously. They're still in the process of the Ariga. Why would they do such a thing unless it's a chiyav on the talis? Because certainly the chiyav of the gavra couldn't be chal until you actually wear the tzitzis. Okay, you know, chinani, but shiny chassidim de machmer on apshayim. The chassidim are different because, okay, the machmer on themselves, even to say the tzad that it would be on the talis, but that doesn't mean that halacha lemaisa it's on the talis. But lemaisa,
unfinished beggars should be putter from tzitzis. They should
well,
be on the talis.
You weren't here yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is part of yesterday's.
Okay.
So, this shita, however, that says that it's a chiyav on the talis itself, is clearly the chaylek on the malach. So it was a malach who came who had his shita. Because the malach ha'ashkechel of katina, the mirti sadina. So malach was, could be used to learn with of katina. So malach came and found of katina covered with a sadin. And the sadin was part of tzitzis. Amalei katina, katina, listen here, little katina. Sadina b'kaita, v'sar b'l'besitu. You know, you wear a sadin, which is either, it's a problem, of the Pishtan and its potter, or it's Ksus Laila, and Chayav and Tzitzis. So you wear that during the summer. And then you put on a sarbel of a sito, you wear a coat in the winter, and the coat is basically round, in other words, it's closed on top, it only has two knof, ayim lamata. So that's potter too. I understand. So Tcheles Matayala, what's going to be with Tzitzis? You're pottering yourself from tzitzis all year round. You never wear tzitzis. Omar Lay, so if Katina said to him, what, I'm Shito, I say, when you guys are getting out of hand over here, I'm going to be manish a person for not being Mekayim. And I say, now obviously it's not even a Bezdin Shalmat, as Tzitzis points out, it's manish, and they force a person to be Mekayim, and I say, let's see. So Tzitzis says it means that something that you're not chayav on until you have it. I mean, I'm not wearing it, so what are you talking about? I'm over on the nisr. What isr am I over? If I was wearing it, then I would be chayav. Why am I chayav to bring myself to a chiyav? So you should be manish me, you have a tain on me. Omar Leis, the Malach said, Bizman di ikarit chanshina. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, then even on such a thing they're manish. Now, he amit b'shem b'chav is gabru. You're going to tell me that the person, individual, has a chiyav to wear tzitzis, and that's a chiyav on him. I understand that you're going to be manishim if he doesn't wear tzitzis. I'll be amrachim as talis. So if you're going to tell me it's a chiyav on the talis, so if he doesn't have a talis, he doesn't have a talis. Salam l'chayim. So you know, what kind of logic is that? It's exactly the same logic on a chovas gavra. Elamai chovas gavru. Nihide chayivera monarchy mifse talis the bats chiyuv. I mean, the Torah is only mechayiv, and if he wears a talis, that's chayiv and tzitzis. And it's exactly the same logic. Even if it's a chovas gavra. So the guy is not wearing a talis, that's chayiv and tzitzis. Then there's no chovas gavra either on this talis. And it can't be a chovas gavra to make sure you get tzitzis. But kimitzik talis the lav bas chiyuvu michaive yachmona. Where did the Torah ever say that if he's wearing a talis that doesn't have a chiyuv, so the Torah is mechayiv him to get a talis that doesn't have a chiyuv? Whoever heard of such a thing? Well, you're going to have to buy a house in order to be mechayiv the mitzvah of ma'akir, mechayiv the mitzvah of mezuzah. You don't have a house.
Doesn't
he
just tell us
for
tefillah?
So he doesn't.
So he doesn't. That's a nice thing, but he doesn't have a talis. He doesn't have a talis. The chiyuv to have a talis. Ella achikam ale. Ella, Rashi, some don't learn this Ella, by the way. Rashi learns Ella, meaning that's no raya at all. Forget about the malach. Because if the malach was tiny, was, tatztiki lemifter napshecha mitzitzis, What kind of business is this? You're seeking ways, tactics. That's just tactics. So you've got all kinds of tactics to make sure you don't have to be what kind of mitzvah tzitzis. That kind of thing that could work when he gets mad at the world he doesn't like. People should figure, oh, they figured out they made this one round, and they're back. You know, it's all very nice. that you made sure that you wouldn't come to a Mokum of Achiyah. That already is something that you're also detained as Adina. So therefore, the time is Rashi, that's the Ella. In other words, okay, so it's not the fact whether it's a Chayvat Gavra or it's a Chayvat Pallas. It has to do with the bad sense that the person isn't Machayev himself. The Tosfos time is that it's still a Raya, and that it's not, if it wouldn't be a Chayvat Gavra, I mean, what Shayev could be manish a person where it's a Chayv on the Talis? Like this, you could say, listen, since the Torah wants you to wear tzitzis, and you're now seeking potsdiki, not to wear tzitzis. He's a tine on you that you're not wearing tzitzis. But certainly nobody's going to think if it's a chayvas a talis, that you have a chiyav to make sure that you get a talis that's going to be chayav and tzitzis. So it would still be a raya that is chaylik on the malach. That's what the shita brings. Other shita satesis in that also, for other reasons. Because, I mean, the mitzvah of the malach only attacks him because of the way he's dressed. Mark doesn't talk to him about what does he have in his drawer. How does he know what he has in his drawer before? And even going to find he knows what he has in his drawer. I'm going, okay, so why are you talking to him now in the way that he's dressed? That's not the point. Before. You should have said to him, you should go get yourself a towel. Shouldn't talk about how he's dressed. What, you dress like this in the summer, you dress like this in the winter. That's not the point. The point is, what's in your drawer?
If he has his drawer, he has to wear it. If he has a towel in his drawer, he has to wear it.
No. If it's a chayves a talis, he wouldn't even have to wear it. So it's clear to, therefore, it's a stasis if he's pining on him about what he's wearing. So it can't be the Tzachavis Talis. It's got to be the Tzachavis Gavra, not like Rashi. In which case, at the end of the figure, we're also bringing a raya from the Malach that Keneged, the Taino over here, put the tzitzis on your talis in the drawer, in the right place. Because according to the Malach, L'chaira, it's a chiyav on the individual. Om Rav Tuvi Bar Kisra Amar Shmuel Klei Kufsa Chayavim B'Tzitzis. Now he holds Shmuel that if it's in the drawer it's Chayavim B'Tzitzis even though you're not wearing it. But Meide Shmuel B'Zakein Shas Al Lechvodo Shepturah. Shmuel is Meide even if you're going to say that your Chayavim B'Tzitzis for Talis in the drawer L'maisa the Torah says Asher Techaseba. So if this is not a beggar that is meant for wearing, let's say it's a zaken, they made tachrichin for the zaken. So he has tachrichin in his drawer, but he doesn't intend to wear his tachrichin until he dies. Yeah? And if he's dead, he's not chayim and tzitzis. So l'maisa, that's not asher techaseba.
That's l'chvodo? That's
l'chvodo, yeah. So my time asher techaseba amar Rachmana. And high level, so yeah, these are not meant for wearing. So memela, they're not chayvat tzitzis. By he shaita, when he dies, and we put on this tachrichin, vaday ramina, like there, we do put in tzitzis, because if not, it's like leg larash. We might be in the possibility. Yeah, but we don't want it to be that there's no, you know, we don't even think about tzitzis for you. So loy l'rash chera for seyu, but that's not also the din of tzitzis. That's just the din of loy l'rash. Omer Chava, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, talit shenikra'a. You have a talis that the corner of the talis is torn. So chutz l'shalosh, if it's beyond three etzbos from the edge, where over there you can't put in tzitzis anyway, because it's not called the knaf. So remember we had this discussion earlier about the chashad, which Rashi Tainis is a tassav alam and asui, because this is bothered, that it's not, the real problem isn't tassav alam and asui, it's a problem of tviya lishmar, atolo lishmar, and so on. But that if you sewed the tzitzit, you sewed the beged, you left some of the chutim hanging, so there's a chashash that you'll use some of those chutim for the tzitzit. And that would be possible, the lashon of the Gemara was tassav alam and asui. Because those are not tzitzis, those are part of the beged itself. So therefore, if it's beyond three etzbos, so now you'll sew on the corner, you're certainly not going to use those for tzitzis because it's not in the right place. So we don't have a chashash, we're not going to say don't sew the chwal, your beged, because there may be chutim that are hanging that you'll use for tzitzis. It's only if it's b'makom tzitzis that we have such a kshat. So there, it's b'chlal no problem if it's chutz l'sholosh. The chutz l'sholosh eats por. Or I don't know if I don't shakom means wrong. But Turk sholosh shelo eats por. If it's within three tefachim, then we already do have a chashash that the chutzim might be used, and then maybe you shouldn't be tefer. Tanya Nami Haki.
We can't repair the garment.
Right. Although there's a shaila about if you use other chutzim that wouldn't be kosher letzitzit. So there are many remarks. Yeah. So Tanya Nami Haki, Talek Shinikra, Chutz v'Shalosh Yitpor, Tok Shalosh is a machlokes, Rabimeir Amar Lo Yitpor, V'Chachomim Amar Yitpor. Meshavim shelo yavi afilo ama al ama mimokam acher ubot cheles. The tailor brother certainly made that. Everybody's made that. You can't go around and bring a piece of beged from another talis. So you bring half of a talis that has tzitzis already on it, and you'll sew it on to this beged, and now you'll have tzitzis already made that you can't do. Shiloh over here.
If it has a stone, you shouldn't go to a tailor and
have the edge fixed.
What is the issue? I don't understand.
Because the question over here is whether you may use tzigzera, that you may use the chutim that are hanging from the sewing. It's only within shalach of the corner. But you may use those chutim to be the tzitzis.
What's the
what
should you do with the
tzitzis? So as I just mentioned, there's some that are matur using chutim of material that would not be kosher tzitzis. In other words, if you have, let's say, you're going to sew with cotton thread, cotton you won't be able to use on a that's a cotton beged. But if you have a beged that's made out of wool, cotton is not going to help you to patur you from tzitzis. So over there, perhaps there's no gezeirah. Okay, or there's another idea. Digmar saying you don't think you can do this, that you'll bring an extension to the beged and you'll sew it on from another talus. So now you'll have now a talus, a pre-made talus. Yeah, if it had stitches on two sides, let's say now you want to add stitches on the other side.
Let's
go to Dallas. This is a shayla. What happens if both of them have a shear of tzitzis? So both pieces had tzitzis on it, and they both have a shear of chiyav tzitzis. So there's no tzitzis of luminosity. Now I'm going to sew the two together. So I'll have a longer beged, and I'll use the tzitzis that were on each one. Because then those tzitzis were made bekashrus. And there was never a time in which they weren't kosher. In which there was a beged that was not kosher.
You had two corners with tzitzis in each one and two corners without tzitzis.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be, or I could took it off, whatever. And I want to sew it together now.
Like Tassel Lomanasri, if it's a...
So why is it Tassel Lomanasri? The tzitzis were made b'chiyav.
But then you have a new beged here that, you know,
why must say it's a new beged?
Because those four...
It's a longer beged. Each beged is longer than it was. Well, you hold it if you add a piece to your talus, you want to make it longer. You'll have to take out all four of your tzitzis.
No, this one had two on and two off. Let's say if that's what it was. So mm-hmm. It needed two over here.
You take your talus.
Yeah, I see. So that's mm-hmm. No problem.
So why isn't that the same as this game?
Because this had a shame beged and it was missing two tzitzis.
Mm-hmm.
The other one had a shame beged and it was also missing two tzitzis.
Fine.
You put it together, then you have a beged that you didn't have before.
But you never added tzitzis onto that beged.
Right. Exactly.
Well, why do you need to add tzitzis?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to understand. Yeah, that sounds dafka exactly tasev
eliminasi. Why? Tasev eliminasi is when b'shas ha'yatsiya wasn't tzitzis. Oh, we have a shasti atziya. What's this?
Just in the middle of the job, this
beged and this beged
is
not the same as this beged. This is something new. This is a new entity.
What?
As far as a beged goes, this is a beged that's.
I don't know what is the shame of beged. I don't know what that means. What exactly is the proof? You can't call it Tasev Aluman Ha'asui. Why? Where's the Chaloy Shem Beged? It says it in this Beged, that is this Beged. Okay, that's already not so poshut. So the discussion over here is if one of the tzadim was too small for Chiyav Tzitzis. I don't. You're making an assumption.
Yeah.
The assumption is that there's a definition called Beged, but we never find such a thing.
Okay.
So if we only find a problem of Tasev Aluman Ha'asui. Tasev Aluman Ha'asui is a trap that what was made wasn't Tzitzis. And now it becomes tzitzis because of what you've done. But that certainly is not the case over here. What you did would be tzitzis. Both tzitzis that you made, all four tzitzis were tzitzis. But over here, if you bring an ama, which isn't chayim and tzitzis, we welcome acha, and it had already, you took cut it off from another talus, it had already tzitzis in it. So now, if you put it at on to this beged, so then everybody's going to, it's not kosher. As I said, there's a machlokas over here between the achronim. But this is dafke, where it got a new shame beged because of the shiur. So the shiur was the mechayev, and therefore it's now a problem of tasev aluman ha'asui. Or whether, as Moshe Baruch and Yitzchak are timing over here, that it's a din in the particular beged that it is. And this now is a different shame beged. The Mashmos in Rashi, by the way, is he uses the Lashon of Beged Zeh. Beged Zeh doesn't seem to be Nagei Adafka in the Shir, but I mean the Gemara does say the Farish Amma Alamma, Shalitach Amma. Fine. The Shavin also, everybody agrees, that you can bring tzitzis from somewhere else. There's nothing wrong with undoing the tzitzis. Well, yeah, I mean, there's maybe something wrong in undoing the tzitzis, but if you've undone, as we'll see, but if you've undone tzitzis, you can now reinstall them in another beged, because you're going to remake the tzitzis. And certainly, if you remake the tzitzis, what's that for
the
idea? Why
couldn't you undo
the tzitzis? The old alien problem. Why should you?
Why shouldn't you?
Oh, why shouldn't you? That's the shaila that we'll come to in a moment that we had before about Sachanik and Mary's
coming.
That's right. Ubilvad shalote mupsekis. But you have to make sure that they're not torn. No, it's because you're making new tzitzis now. So whatever, this is the way Atatosa says, I don't know what the Chiddush is in this, but l'chol, you could say a portion of pshat. That where you had tzitzis before that were torn, so gardumim or kosher. But you can't make the tzitzis out of gardumim. So you have to make sure that even though you had kosher tzitzis on one beged, that they're still kosher when you put them on another beged. Because they might have only been kosher if they were gardumim tzitzis. But if you're making them from the beginning, you can't rely on the fact that they were gardumim.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not the yevim chatzilah. No, gardumim is not the yevim. Gardumim is the chart that the tzitzis were originally made properly.
Sure, they cut.
Now something broke. They remain kosher with chatzila. That's still a chatzila. There's no issue to take out. It would be better to take off the tzitzis and put on other tzitzis. The gardumim are kosher. It's a different. There's two shiurim. Okay. The shiurim about how you make the tzitzis,
sure.
And the shiurim about how the tzitzis remain on the beged.
You have minimally kosher tzitzis that were cut, torn. You shouldn't try to make them better. It's because it's still
lachatila. Yeah, it's still perfectly kosher tzitzis.
Perfectly kosher doesn't mean lachatila. Because you're saying
it does mean lachatila. It does mean lachatila. But I'm saying that the meaning of gadumim, it's wrong to use the word of lachatila and b'riyachat. Because if you took gadume tchelas and you made tzitzis out of them, they would be posel b'riyachat.
Would you use the word mitzvah and amufkar?
No, that's something else. Mitzvah and amufkar is a different issue. If you want to have beautiful noye, such as so on and so forth, that's a different thing.
Okay.
But it's important not to use the wrong gadunim, it's a different idea.
Okay.
So over here, what he's saying is, even though, at least, I mean, this is what I'm saying, obviously, Tysus, and then Tysus says, I don't understand what the Kiddush is. I mean, it seems to me this is a beautiful explanation. This is a warning. That must be a reason that Taisvus is there for this. But that if you had tzitzis that were kosher completely, because they were gadumi, so you have to make sure that they're not mufsekot when you put them into your new beged. Because now they're new tzitzis. They're not the tzitzis that were. But anyway, are you telling me, shemat mina matir mi beged la beged? Are you telling me that it's mutter now to take tzitzis out of one beged and put them into another beged? Because that's the whole shayla. Whether it's considered to be a bizayin for the original talis, as we'll see. No, says the Gemara, it doesn't say over here you can do it. And maybe it's talking about Dilmati Baloi. Maybe something happened to the other beggar. So the other beggar became totally worn out. So it's now in tatters. So over there, there's no problem of matirin. So what it's telling me is there's certainly no chashash that should be any tzul just because it was used for another beggar. And that beggar no longer has the need for kosher tzitzis. That doesn't mean that the tzitzis aren't kosher when they're put into a different beggar. Turn around on it. Talit shekulat chelas. Getting back to our talit shekulat chelas. Kol minetzi v'onim potrimba chutz mikala ima. You can use anything at all to potter the lovin of this thing, but don't use kala ilan. Kala ilan, now there's a number of different approaches over here. Chutz mikala ilan, one approach that Rashi uses, the simple approach that Rashi uses is that there's a chiyuv that there should be lovin and tchelas. And since kala, this is Rashi shita throughout, is that there's a chiyuv on the color. We mentioned this earlier. But there's an inion of color, aside from the issue of the material. And following that shita, he also learns over here that since kala ilan is the same color as tchelas, memela, if you don't have a kiyum of the two things, of love and the tchelas. So you shouldn't use kala ilan. The other approach that Rashi takes is you shouldn't use kala ilan because of gzeira. And the problem is that people will think that in your kulas chelas, the whole thing is chelas. So what they may end up doing is needing a threat from here. We'll see that's clearly going to be part of the issue here, because everyone's going to talk about the chashash in a moment.
Kala ilan can be not just on seven.
No, what do you mean? Kala Ilan is just the name of a kala. But if you use
Kala Ilan, and Tchelas is wool, but you can't distinguish the color, so that...
You can't distinguish the color, so the male of people may now use it, right? And they'll take two chutim of Kala Ilan, put it together with their love on, and they'll think that it's okay. And it turns out, or they may do the opposite, and they may take out the tchelas from your beged. But the point is that the one of the beged is going to be without the mitzvah. But im hevi, I'm sorry, I skipped the mesei, talis en toiter va ela mina. The only thing that potters a talis is its own, now here again, Rashi, its own color. So if the color of the talis is, let's say, red, so then you have to use red tzitzis for your lama, besides the two tchelas. If it's orange, you'll need orange, and so on and so forth. Tosfos, again, we mentioned this early on, that Tosfos says, what do you mean? The Gemara said before, mida, tziva, kagari, who cares about the color? I mean, according to Rashi, that's a major issue, is the color we're learning here. So Tosfos learns that it's talking about other materials. So in other words, ein poter b'alaminam, if you're using silk, or you're using cotton, this is going to sheet that there's a chiyuv there. So you need to use the silk or the cotton. You can't use cotton for silk, or silk for cotton.
We're saying two other threads.
Yeah. Right. Well, everybody's saying the cotton wants two other threads. So okay, so far no problem with our sugya. Talish akula tcheles, maybe tcheles, the dover akra v'telebo. You can't use all four threads of tchelas, because we're talking about there should be also a separation between the tchelas and something else. So bring some other color. But don't use kala ilan. Kala ilan lo yavi, but it may be kasher. Whereas the previous price said, kol minei tzivonim potrim ba, chutz b'kala ilan, not for kala ilan, is not potrim ba. Nobody have it. And here it says that kala ilan is potrim ba, just you shouldn't use it on tchelas. Amr Nachum Bar Yitzchak Lo Kasha. Kan betalit bat arba'a chutim. Kan betalit bat shmona chutim. Makes a nafkamina what type of talis we're talking about. If you have a talis of four chutim, two of which are tchelas, and two of which are kala ilan. That's different than having a talis that has 8 chutim, or 4 talis, and you put in another 4 of kalim. And why did you put in another 4? Because you wanted to make sure that it would have 2 minim. Because there's a minion to have 2 minim. We're going to have to discuss this at the end of the sugya. This is the whole opening tesis of the perek goes into great detail about where do we get all these halachas from, b'chlal. That there's an inyan of 2 minim, and a lot of things are unclear that we take for granted. How it is you're supposed to have a number of the tzitzis, whether you're supposed to put it in, and it should be kofor, which is not clear, where does it say that exactly? All those issues will wait until we see the various drushes. But in any event, if you have additional chutim, in order to be mekayim, shnei minim, so over there, since you have additional unneeded chutim, there indeed we're afraid that people are going to come and take it out in order to use for another talis. They say, what do I need so many chutim in this talis? Tosfos compares this, by the way, to the Teimanim minhag of using a lot of hadasi on the lulav. Because he asks, why isn't this baltefos? So he brings from Rashi, which we don't have, but he brings this, again, this is the place back at the beginning of the prayer. He brings from Rashi that the only time we say baltefos is if you have 2 separate gedilim. But to add a lot, I mean, gedilim would be the same thing as adding hadasim to your lulav. It's only if it's seen as being done as a separate thing. If it's all one thing, so then it would be kosher. So over here,
hadasim didn't get a rabbos.
No, it's because of, you know, the minhag is fantastic. Well, that's just the moment the night smell. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's new.
But
it's the same.
It's the same.
Yeah, you know,
it's
just basic on
the shine.
Indigo.
It's a bluish
indigo.
Same color as the
halos,
but from a different.
It's exactly the same color. Yeah. You know, this is all the beautiful thing in there. It's unbelievable. The remez, the alam is fantastic thing. The remez, where do you get tariyak, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Rashi has the tariyak from the number of chutim and the number of. The other Rishonim say that the remez and tariyak is the tzelos itself, and the remez the tariyak, for whatever, Malfi Kabbalah and so on. So he brings a beautiful thing in there that the spectrographic. Color spike of Taylor is at 613 angstrom.
No.
Unbelievable.
613
angstrom. Yeah. Precisely. It's the light, and every molecule has a specific light that it absorbs or that it emits.
if you would find a
black line of 613 on a spectrograph of the sun, you know the sun is wearing 50. That's an amazing thing. What a beautiful coincidence. So there already I have a chashash. I mean, so clearly this teretz in the Gemara is based on now the introduction of the, at least the introduction, or possibly all along that was the issue about the possibility that someone will mistake the kalayilan for chelos since it's on the basis of the chelos, and therefore use it on something else. Now that seems to imply again that matir mi beged labeged, because if you're saying that, I have to take that into consideration, that people will take it from here, will use it for somewhere else, so that's mashkana matir mi beged labeged. What are we going to be chayshed eventually when it's nivla? The thing will eventually become bala. So, you're going to say matir mi beged labeged? The chash is that it will be done. I mean, question whether it's mut. We're not saying it's mutter. We're just saying that if lamaisa it's done, it's going to end up causing problems. Itzman. Just remember, over here we want to also discuss the other issue that you may take out the chelos from this,
right,
and put in the other. In which case, this one will be. Saying you only have one direction of the chashash as well. Itzman. Rav Amar. Ein matir mi beged labeged. This is the famous machlokes of the Kabbin Yer Chanukah. So the question is matir mi beged labeged. Shmuel says matir mi beged labeged. Rav says ein matir mi beged labeged. Rav Amar ein matir mi neir l'neir. Rishmel Omer Madlikim in Ner L'Ner. You're allowed to be Madlik from one of the Ner's Chanukah to the next, but of course you're not allowed to be Madlik to the Shamash, but to be Madlik in Ner L'Ner, which is how we Parkin, is okay if it's directly from one Ner to the next. Rav Amar, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon D'Gemara, Rishmel Omer Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon D'Gemara. These three Mamorim always are brought together in the Gemara. So Rav says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to dragging something across a floor where there is a chash that he'll make a choritz on Shabbat. He holds, no, it's not a secretion. It's a Dover Shimon is Kavin. And Shmuel says, I love Rabbi Shimon, but really you can rely on it as long as it's not a secretion. That it's okay. Om Rabbaye kol milei demar. Whatever Rabbi, my Rebbe did, he did in general to Rav. In these three things, he was, the Gemara ends up saying in Shabbos, that it means that many things that he did were kechumra shalokarav. But over here, he paskin like Shmuel, and was totally on Shmuel lekula. So, bala mehani klas davik yishmuel. Matir mi beget lebeget, matvikim mi ner lener, v'alokik Rebbe Shimon begrira. The reference to alokik Rebbe Shimon begrira is the Tani Rebbe Shimon omer, Gorer Adam Mita, he saved us up. So, Ubilvat Shaloyit Kabin Lasot Chariz. Great, you were by Mandelberg for Shabbat?
Very nice.
It was very nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I knew you'd have fun.
Yeah,
I was so excited when you wrote me you were going to see this.
Very nice.
Oh, it's good to have you. So it's a good thing you didn't sit in this seat,
right? Yeah, well,
that looks, Richie's not going to make it.
This morning.
Thank you. It's about time for Richie to be back.
Sure, right? Not sitting on the seat, but this is okay.
It's great. we'll just finish the bath. Just for shame.
I got to go back.
Now getting back now to the nusach. Okay, so mita kitzisa. So now we're back where we are. Now Rabbi Yehuda Musal of the Katzer. Rabbi Yehuda would give in his talis to the dry cleaner, and he wasn't chayshish that perhaps they would take out maybe the treles, which is expensive, put in power yilam, do a little switch job on him.
That'll work.
Oh yeah. Rebbe Chanina Abad Lassisa. Rebbe Chanina would make like a little ball of thread, and that way he was worried that maybe it would get damaged. Rashi says they would be minatek, perhaps, in the washing machine. They didn't really use them. They banged on it. And Tosis brings, as he's talking about really washing, the Tosis and the Shita brings, which is problematic, especially later on in the Gemara, that he was afraid of damage to the color from the chemicals that would be used by the dry cleaner.
We'll talk about that.
Ravina, so when it says sisa, according to him, it wasn't just that he rolled it in a ball, which is what it sees like threads, but that he surrounded it with other threads as well in order to protect it. Ravina chayet lamichet, and Ravina made a little pocket, which is what is done on many of the talis cottons, and he would put the tzitzis into the pocket when it was put into the wash. Tana Rabbanan, kama chutim hu notein, how many threads are supposed to be put into the tzitzis? Beit Shammai omrim arba'a, ubeit Hillel omrim shlosha. The kama tein shuleshet, how long should they be hanging down as tzitzis? Beit Shammai omrim arba'a, this represents the tzitzis part, not the big deal. Beit Hillel omrim, rather arba, not arba'a, meaning it's both. Beit Hillel omrim shalosh. The shalosh of Beit Hillel omrim, the shear that we're talking about of the shalosh, we mean the shear of achas mi arba b'tefasho kol adam. It means actually an agodah, which is 1/4 of a tefach, not the smaller fingers that are a little bit shorter in the shear. Omr Papa, tefach d'oraisa. The shear of a tefach d'oraisa is 4 godalim. which is six ktanim, six small fingers, six pinkies, which are chamesh v'tilsa, and five of your middle finger. Omer Ravuna, arba b'toch arba, what we need is, bottom line, four separate kutim that have to be betoch arba etzbot of the edge, umishuleshet
of the
beged, umishuleshet arba, and they should be hanging four etzbos of loose string. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shalosh betoch shalosh, what we need is three strings within three etzbot, mishuleshet shalosh, that are hanging loose thread, three etzbot. Amr Papa, now halacha is, says Rav Papa, Yilkasa Arba'ah, you need four chutim that are betoch shalosh, that are within three etzbaot, and that are mishuleshet arba, and you need four etzbaot of free stringing. Now, are you saying the name of the Yislu Shiura? You're saying that there's a minimum size for the tzitzit? Raminu tzitzit, and tzitzit ela yotze. It says in the bright that tzitzit simply means extensions. Vein tzitzit ela mashu. And the concept of a tzitzit is something. So, how do you get a shear? V'kvar olu ziknei beit shamay v'ziknei beit hilel la'aliyad yochanan ben b'tirav v'amru tzitzit ein la shiur. And then they got up the farish together, both beit shamay and beit hilel, and agreed that there are no shiurim for tzitzit. Kayotzebo, in the same way that the lulavan bo shiur. Now, when you say my love, you say ein la shiur, my love, ein la shiur klal. There's no shiur, and you can use any small. What is he telling us? They have to be hanging four etzbot.
No.
Doesn't mean there's no minimum shiur. It means there's no maximum shiur. That we know never. This is what we suffer from, is there's no maximum shiur. They had given us a maximum shear for the tzitzit, maybe people would dress normally. Ain't la shear lamala. What it means is there's no maximum shear. There is a minimum shear. By the way, isn't that obvious? If you wouldn't understand it that way. How did you understand the words kayotzbe, mulav, ain't lo shear? What do you mean, mulav, ain't lo shear? Akhidam, ain't lo shear, klam. What are you saying? That's no minimum shear. But zan lulav, sheyeshbo, shloshat, vachim, kedei, lednaan, neabo, kasher. So it does give a shear of three tefachim plus, I mean, it might end up meaning and kedela naneya. So it's kosher. So obviously it does have a shear. Ela, the meaning clearly by the lulavua, they know shear lamala is no maximum shear. Avo yesho shear lamata. It does have a minimum shear, and the inference would be that by tzitzit it's the same. Alkinami eno shear lamala, avo yesho shear lamata. Yesh can't sleep.
Before it only doesn't apply.